Talking about abortion policy can be uncomfortable and divisive, but when 14 strangers came together in Wisconsin to find some common ground on the subject, some surprising things happened. Here's Mayan Silver from member station WUWM.
Let's say you've got a big group of people meeting for the first time. How do you get them comfortable tackling serious and complex topics? Work in dogs.
Say you have a neighbor with a terrible dog. The dog's barking all the time, ruining your life. So what do we do about the dog?
That's Kelly Wilder, a moderator for this group of people from all over Wisconsin. She wants the group to get at the heart of the disagreement. Once they get it, moderators turn to the issue at hand, abortion. But it's 10 minutes to lunch, and one participant hasn't kept up.
Oh, we're still talking about the dog, right?
No.
Oh, the dog.
We're talking about abortion now. Abortion.
It's a moment of levity for this group, brought together for 3 full days of dialoguing, organized and recorded by the group Starts With Us. You're listening to some of those recordings now. Starts With Us is a nonpartisan group that aims to overcome political and cultural division by bringing people together on polarizing topics. The group chose these 11 women and 3 men sitting together in this event space with lofty ceilings and built-in bookshelves after reaching out to hundreds of people.
So we're going to ask you to take 2 note cards, and on one we're going to ask you to share. You'll share.
In this room, just a stone's throw from the Wisconsin State Capitol in Madison, the moderators ask everyone to fill out index cards with one personal and one global event that's shaped their view on abortion.
And you'll take a couple of minutes to share your story. So
one woman explained she had to go to Mexico to get an abortion in 1970 after she says her IUD failed. Another describes a second trimester abortion after doctors told her that her son had devastating birth defects. A third details regretting her abortion for decades after the fact. It can get heavy at times, but one person in the group, Kai Gardner-Mishlov, can sometimes shift the mood.
Breathe in to a count of 4. 1.
She's sporting a colorful blazer and pink-rimmed cat-eye glasses and guides everyone through breathing exercises whenever feelings flare.
Release to 8. 3.
The goal is for this group to come to consensus on abortion policy. I sit down with 4 of the 14 a few months after their initial meeting to get a sense of the unusual experiment and hear about what their relationships are like now. In front of me are Bria Halama, Ali Muldrow, Jeff Davis, and the group's breathing mentor, Kai Gardner-Mishlov. They sink into sofas on the top floor of a sleek Madison hotel. Gardner-Mishlov, an abortion rights supporter, says that she learned that people had suffered trauma on both quote-unquote sides.
And that was surprising to me. I didn't realize the similarities there. So it was something to think about as we're interacting with people in the future, I think, whom we may perceive as being on opposite sides, that there may be something that we have more in common than separate.
76-year-old Jeff Davis is someone Gardner-Mishlov might have originally typecast. He's a veterinarian from rural Wisconsin and has been involved in a group that discourages people from getting abortions. He has 3 daughters and 8 grandchildren.
Prior to the sessions, if I knew that a woman had an abortion, my first go-to would be like, well, why did you do that? You know, after this, my go-to is like, I want to know more.
Davis says hearing from all the participants moved the needle for him.
I can see that person is not someone who's done something wrong, but someone who was faced with an immensely difficult situation, and they chose what they chose, you know. And I look upon them in the same light that I would if they'd have chose life now.
Davis's views on abortion have been colored by Christian beliefs. That's also true for 31-year-old Bria Halama. She's Catholic and shares that she's prayed at clinics in hopes that women would decide against abortion procedures. She still believes that abortion is wrong. But after going through this experience, she says she has more empathy.
There were so many examples of just like, in the case of rape, in the case of incest, like wrenched my heart. And it made me just like, this is stretching, questioning, like, what do I do in the face of this?
Around the time that this consort first met, a Wisconsin trial court judge had just ruled that an 1849 law in the state doesn't ban abortion. The procedure is now available here up to 20 weeks. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with its narrow liberal majority, is expected to take the issue up soon. This group of 14 discussed if and when to allow exceptions past that point, including to save the life of the mother. Gardner Mishlove says that with all these complex and deeply held viewpoints, you just have to build consensus slowly.
You know, maybe we only agree on what's the right color socks to wear, but that's a start, right? And
then the conversation is drawing to a close. People have kids to get home to, dogs to feed. So what was the Wisconsin 14 able to agree on? No one did a 180 on abortion. They have a list of proposals that center on beefing up education and addressing healthcare inequities. But even if there was no mind meld on numbers, weeks, or exceptions, participants say they now better understand people who disagree with them and are less likely to stereotype the other side. Gardner Mishlove had this question for the group.
I don't know if everyone can answer. What was the most surprising thing about this experience for you?
Whoa.
I have mine.
Go ahead.
My friendship with Ali.
I think Bree, there were these moments where you like legitimately just like shocked me in terms of the potential to honor people and love people.
These 14 people who emphatically disagree on abortion are now organizing meetups, sending WhatsApp chats, and sharing recipes. And if there's something they can truly get behind, it's this.
But getting together with a group of 14 strangers, 10 out of 10 would recommend all of you.
Yes, absolutely.
Completely worthwhile.
For NPR News, I'm Ayan Silver in Madison.